In the beginning, there was darkness. Now, Spitzer scientists say they're seeing the universe's first light. Hi, I'm Daniel Brennan.
This Spitzer Space Telescope podcast is part of a series highlighting recent discoveries in infrared astronomy. It's produced by NASA's Spitzer Science Center at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. The Spitzer mission is managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
New observations from NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope strongly suggest that previously detected infrared light originated from clumps of the very first objects of the universe. The image can be seen as the album art for this podcast or by visiting www.spitzer.caltech.edu. The recent data indicate this patchy light is splattered across the entire sky and comes from clusters of bright, monstrous objects more than 13 billion light years away. Quote, "We are pushing our telescope to the limit and are tantalizingly close to getting a clear picture of the very first collections of objects. Whatever these objects are, they are intrinsically incredibly bright and very different from anything in existence today," said Dr. Alexander Koshelinsky, lead author on two reports to appear in Astrophysical Journal Letters. Astronomers believe the objects are either the first stars, humongous stars more than 1,000 times the mass of our sun, or voracious black holes that are consuming gas and spilling out tons of energy. If the objects are stars, then the clusters might be the first mini-galaxies. Each mini-galaxy probably contains a mass of less than about 1 million suns. Our own Milky Way galaxy holds the equivalent of approximately 100 billion suns and was probably created when mini-galaxies like these merged. This study is a thorough follow-up to an initial observation presented in Nature in November 2005 by Koshelinsky and his team. The new analysis covered five regions of sky and involved hundreds of hours of observation time. Space, time, and matter originated an estimated 13.7 billion years ago in a tremendous explosion called the Big Bang. Observations of the cosmic microwave background by a co-author of the recent Spitzer studies, Dr. John Mather and his team, strongly support this theory. Mather is a co-winner of the 2006 Nobel Prize for Physics for this work. After the Big Bang, another few hundred million years or so would pass before the first stars would form, ending the so-called Dark Age of the universe. With Spitzer, Koshelinsky's group studied the cosmic infrared background, a diffuse light from this early epoch when structure first emerged. Some of the light comes from stars or black hole activity so distant that although it originated as ultraviolet and optical light, its wavelengths have been stretched to infrared wavelengths by the universe's expansion. Other parts of the cosmic infrared background are from distant starlight absorbed by dust and re-emitted as infrared light. Quote, "There's ongoing debate about what the first objects were and how galaxies formed. We are on the right track to figuring this out. We've now reached the hilltop and are looking down on the village below, trying to make sense of what's going on," said Dr. Harvey Mosley, a co-author on the papers. The analysis first involved carefully removing the light from all foreground stars and galaxies in the five regions of the sky, leaving only the most ancient light. The scientists then studied fluctuations in the intensity of the infrared brightness in the relatively diffuse light. The fluctuations revealed a clustering of objects that produced the observed light pattern. Quote, "Imagine trying to see fireworks at night from across a crowded city. If you could turn off the city lights, you might get a glimpse at the fireworks. We have shut down the lights of the universe to see the outlines of its first fireworks," said Koshelinsky. Mather, who is senior project scientist for NASA's future James Webb Space Telescope, said, quote, "Spitzer has paved the way for the James Webb Space Telescope, which should be able to identify the nature of the clusters." For the Spitzer Science Center, I'm Daniel Brennan.
To find out more about this topic, visit our website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu. You can browse our image galleries, read about the latest results, and subscribe to our newsletter. On behalf of NASA's Spitzer Science Center, thanks for listening.